Tyrion had heard that elsewhere along the wall, between the three fortresses, the wildwood had come creeping back over the decades, that there were places where grey-green sentinels and pale-white weirwoods had taken root in the shadows of the wall itself. But Castle Black had a prodigious appetite for firewood, and here the forest was still kept at bay by the axes of the Black Brothers. It was never far, though. From up here, Tyrion could see it, the dark trees looming beyond the stretch of open ground, like a second wall built parallel to the first, a wall of night. Few axes had ever swung in that black wood, where even the moonlight could not penetrate the ancient tangle of root and thorn and grasping limb. Out there the trees grew huge, and the ranger said they seemed to brood and knew not men. It was small wonder the Night's Watch named it the Haunted Forest. As he stood there and looked at all that darkness with no fires burning anywhere, with the wind blowing and the cold like a spear in his guts, Tyrion Lannister felt as though he could almost believe the talk of the others, the enemy and the night. His jokes of grumpkins and snarks no longer seemed quite so droll. "My uncle is out there," Snow said softly, leaning on his spear as he stared off into the darkness.